Eve Tovia. These are two people, name of Eden. Shurei Vei the Orva. They were relatives of the guarantee of the Orv. Means when a person lends money, if Reuven borrows $1,000 from Shimon, sometimes Shimon the Malva says, well, only do it if you give me a guarantee, give me an Orv. Give me somebody that will guarantee to pay back. So now, these two Eidim coming to Bezin are saying that sure, we saw the way Reuven gave over $1,000, but they are craven to the Orv. So, where Papa first thought to say, listen, God, they never marvel a chikirimu. So the actual people that say, they're saying that this Reuven now lent $1,000. So you, Shimon, you owe back to Reuven $1,000. To Reuven and Shimon, they're chikim, they're not relatives. So these two Edoms are kosher. Oh, Malay Rafu, the brother of Yeshua, the Rafop, he said, that's Rafop, no. He left Lena Leva. True, these two Edoms are saying now that Shimon owes $1,000. But what's going to be if Shimon does not have the thousand? He himself cannot pay. La, the boss over Ozel, Malva, isn't the Malva going to go straight to the guarantee to get money from him? So it comes out that who's making Yehuda pay? These two Edom. These two Edom are crazy, my relatives of Yehuda. Therefore, this is a Shiloh which pertains to Yehuda, to the Orev. Therefore, these Edom are psulim. Even though to the Lev himself, to Shimon, they were chaykin, but since this case will eventually come to the Yehuda, it could come to the Orev, therefore they consider Trevim to Absalom. Now the Mishnah says, Mi Shenigma Dinoi, a case where Beltin gave a verdict that Reuven is Chayiv Misa. Whatever the case was, Beltin gave the Gemar Din that Reuven is Chayiv Misa. O Barach, now Reuven runs away from this Beltin. O Bolus may raise the Beltin, then a month later he returns again to this Beltin. So the record is, ain't certain of Dime. We do not say, listen, a month passed by. Maybe let's think over the psak, maybe we're wrong. No, we do not retract our psak, we do not go over it, but we can still go on to kill him. Komokim Shiyan Dushnayim. Anytime two Avim stand up, the Yomi, they say like this. Me din on a dish plenty. We could say Avis upon such a person, Shenigma Dime, that person, Ruvain, had a Gemadin, had a verdict, but doesn't show plenty. And a Bezin in New York, or plenty Edith, and so were the Edith there in New York, and now we're here in L.A., and if I raise the Yehoric, in such a case, we will kill them. We will kill Reuven. In other words, we do not retract the Psak. So really, it's a spirit of the ratio to the Sefer. The ratio is Mashma, even in the same Bezin, we do not retract the Psak. And we will smash with the case only because they went to a different Bezin that we do not retract. Well, the master, if you come back to the same Bezdin, maybe they would retract. So we'll see in the Gemara. Sanhedrin Meheges Be'eretz U'Mechutzlaretz. So Sanhedrin has to be in Eretz Yisrael, and even in the Chutzlaretz, there's a chiyah for the Jews to make a Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin Meheges Echad B'Shavua. If a Sanhedrin kills somebody once in 7 years, Nikras Chavlanis. It's called a butcher house, a murder house. It is this Bezdin. Well, they didn't kill that often. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, a big chiddush, Echad v'Shivim Shana. If there's not somebody killed once in 70 years, they're also called the Chavlanas, a butcher house. No, once in 7 years, a Shemitah, once in 7 years. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kivayim, and they said, listen, Inu Hayinu v'Sanhedrin, if we would have been part of the Sanhedrin, Le'nerag Adam Yolam, nobody would have ever been killed. The Gemara explains we're sincere, they would ask such difficult questions that the Edom just cannot answer. So they would pass the Edom, we would never kill anybody. And Shimon the Gamaliel says back, no, I have paid Marvin Shaykh Edom and be Israel, that's not a good reasoning. You should have capital punishment. You'll only be Marvin Shaykh Edom and be Israel. If you do not kill a murderer, they'll only end up killing more people. So that's no good. If a person deserves to be killed, his spouse should be killed. Now the Mishnah says, the Diyak is a spirit in the Mishnah. It first starts off to say, Lefrei Oysay Bezdin Hu Dein Sosrin. The righteous master, only because they averted that the person came back to the same Bezdin. Therefore Bezdin does not retract and go over. Well, Lefrei Bezdin Acher Mashma, if he would have went to a different Bezdin, then Sosrin, then he would retract the Psak, or at least think it over again and work it over to see if it's really true or not. And then, Hatani Sosrin was the Sosrin of the Mishnah. Next verse the Mishnah says, Kol Mokka Mashma Eliklas, even a different Bezdin. Call the Mokram, Shiyam du Shnayim, two people get up, two Edom come to Bezdin, a new Bezdin. The Yomran, they say, Me bin on the Swiss Plenty, Shanig ma bin in the Bezdin Plenty, we were there in the Bezdin of New York, when the Beis Din there in New York gave a gemadin upon Reuven, that is Chayiv Misa. Oh, plenty Edom, and so, were the Edom there, so our Mishnah says, I raise an Arab. So we continue, we do that, the verdict, and we kill him here. So you see, even in a different Beis Din, we are not Seisir Avimei. So why does the Mishnah say in the ratio, only because he came back to the same Beis Din? Some Rabbi answers like this, Lei Kashim, no steal here. Kan the Eretz Yisrael, Kan the Chutzlaretz. There's a difference whether you're coming now into Eretz Yisrael for the first time, or whether you're still in Chutzlaretz. And it's like this. The time you run like this. Rabbi Yehuda ben Doistoy Yayma Mishuma Mishuma Ben Shetach. Borach me Eretz Lechutzlaretz. If the first Pesach Din was in Eretz Yisrael, and now Reuven the Verdun, the Nidun, ran out to Chutzlaretz. And here in Chutzlaretz we catch him, so ain't Sersen as Dinoy. The Beis Din in New York in America does not go over the Pesach again. It was first the Pesach given from Eretz Yisrael. That's good enough, and you have to carry out the verdict. But what's going to be? Meichutz Chutzlaretz Leoritz, if somebody had his Gemara Din here in L.A., and then he ran to Eretz Yisrael, and now in Eretz Yisrael they catch him, and they bring him to Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, halacha is Sersen as Dinoy. Then we do retract the Pesach all over the Pesach. Why? Because Meichutz Chutzlaretz Yisrael. Maybe the fact now in Eretz Yisrael will find the Chutzim, there's something special here. There's a Chutz of Eretz Yisrael, that will save him maybe. So therefore we have to review the Pesach and have a new Torah V'nitim to see if it really deserves the Mitzvah or not. So that's the Reish and the Mishnah. The Reish and the Mishnah is telling about in Eretz Yisrael, so only the same Beis Din. But if it would have come from Chutzlaretz to Eretz Yisrael, it would be different. And the same is talking about the opposite way, that he's ending up now in Chutzlaretz, then we always stay with the same Pesach. Sanhedrin Haggis is in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutzlaretz. Here in America we have to have a Sanhedrin also. Minoah and Emilia, how do we know this? The Torah Rabbanim wrote in the Braisa, for hoyu eila lochem lechukas mishpat ledoro seichem. So I say the Mashmah for all generations, wherever you are, wherever you live. Lomadnu l'Sanhedrin shenehegis boris uber Chutzlaretz. So they will learn out that there should be a Sanhedrin even in Chutzlaretz. In Canaan, so, Ma Talmud Lema Bishorecha, it says something special about the Bishorecha in your gates. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a special Chiyah to have a Sanhedrin. Rashi says, Shoftim Bishoftim Titein Lecho, Bishorecha, Lecho is Mashmah for you. In Eretz Yisrael, there's something special. So the Dash like this, yes, Bishorecha in Eretz Yisrael, Atomoshev Botedinim, Bechol Plach, Plach, or Bechol Yavir. Every city and every suburb has to have their own Sanhedrin. Or the Chutzlaretz, Atomoshev Bechol Plach, Plach. And every big city needs its own, every state needs its own Beis Din. But the Atomoshev Bechol Yavir could be in every small suburb, every ear means. Against the Plach is the state and the city, and the ear is the cities. Each city does not need its own Sanhedrin. So there is a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlaretz. In Eretz Yisrael you need more Beis Din than we have here in Chutzlaretz. Then the Mishnah says, Sanhedrin HaRegis. If it kills once in 7 years or once in 70 years. Yibolihu. Achas l'shivim shona nikras chavlanim. Doesn't mean even once in 70 years it's called a chavlanim, a butcher house. Or Duma maybe no. Orcha al yehi. That's normal. It's just meant to say once in 70 is normal. More than once in 70 meant to say it's a chavlanim. That's a takeo. That's a question. I mean, it's pretty hard to say like, you know, once in 70 is called a chavlanim. So meant to say maybe once in 70 is normal. Just more, if you have twice in 70 years, that's already called a base chavlanis. So that's a takeo. Right. It's a good question exactly what you asked earlier, what the Gemara means here. The Gemara says, if it happens, it happens. What's wrong with the Beis Din? Is it their fault that somebody did a chet? If the person did the chet, he deserves to be killed, he should be killed. Right. Could mean the schus, right. The schus of the pity, the schus of tzaddikim should have saved that person, or he stopped him from doing the avera. So they did not stop him. There's something wrong with these people, the Gedolim, with the Sanhedrin, that they themselves are causing people to be killed. Right. We have Tav from Rabbi Kiva Imrim. Even Hayinu Sham. They said, if we would have been in the Beis Din, then nobody would ever be killed. Why not? Heichi Yavi Avdi. How would they do? What kind of questions would they ask the Eidim? So Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Loz of the Amrit of God, they both said, Reisem Treifa Horag, Shalom Horag. Listen, you saw the way Reuven killed Shimon. Do you know, was Shimon a Treifa or not? Like, if Shimon was a Treifa anyway, So Reuven is not chayiv miso. So can you answer that? There are 18 treifos in a person. Could he have a hole in his lungs? Could he have a hole in his head, in his brain, a hole in different places of the body? How do you know that? If you can't say for sure that the shim, the person that was killed, was a shalom, not a treifim, so you can't kill him, you can't kill the Eidim, you can't kill Reuven. Amr Ravashi, Ravashi asked for this. In Tim Salim is shalom heavy, even if the two Eidim now are surgeons, and they just made an operation upon Shimon last week, and they saw the way Shimon is perfect, nothing wrong with him, he's a perfect soul. But still, Duma may be the look, or maybe they make an autopsy now. They check him out now better and find out that he's shalom. But still, Duma may be the lokum sayif naked heavy. What's going to be the case where Reuven now stabbed Shimon? Maybe in the place where he stabbed him, he had a hole there before. He had a hole in his lung. So she can't tell now with the autopsy because that's where the sword went through. So you can't answer these questions. So therefore, he was not Samachan Rave. We are Samech and Rav. There's a cloud. Rav people are not treifus. So as long as we don't see anything wrong with him, we'll say most probably he's not a treifum. He was not Samech and Rav. Therefore, he said he did not use these Eidim. Now the question, the boyless ervo, hechi aviavdi, what's going to be if you see a person living with an ervi? You see a man living with an ashes ish, with somebody else's wife? So he's chayiv misa. What kind of questions could you ask over there? Even if she's not a treifa, even if she's a treifa, still you'd be chayiv mis in such a case. So my answer is, Abayiv Rav Yarmit Tavayu. The question that they would ask, Rav Akiva, Rav Tafan, Rav Akiva would ask the Eidim, Re'isem Kimok Kimachochol Bishwacharis. Do you see the actual action of Zlus? That's the Moshe Mechol means like a paintbrush, Bishwacharis, Yishwacharis is the pipe, the Mechol in the glass. In other words, did you see the pipe go into the glass? Did you see his actual aver going into the lady? Did you see the actual action that you can't see? The lying one on top of another that you can't see? So since you can't see the actual action of the aver going into the lady, you will not be chadanat aidim. That's what they held. For the Gemara of Rabbanan, like we hold, hechi daini, how do we have a pasuk in the chi of misa for znus? The aidim can't see the action of the aver actually going into the lady. So my answer is, Kishmuel, the Yama Shmuel says it's enough, the Menafin, that means Mishiru Kimenafin. If the man sees the man and the Adam sees the man and lady undressed together, lying one on top of another, that's an umdenah for sure that the heavens know. So the Rashi says, Mishayinagu in Yanir, Sheshaychvim Bekirva Basar, they're just lying together, for Noigin Kedera Tashmas. They're on top of one another, the way you are when you live together, that's enough to say that they are living together, that is Aver went into her, and therefore it's enough to be Mechayev de Misa. We hold you're going to have to see the actual action. But Reb Tafra and Reb Kiva, they held no, they did not have to see the actual action, which you cannot see it, seeing that he never had anybody killed. Hadra Lechra Ketzer Eidim. That person's called a dead person, right, called Gavra Ketila, and if you kill a Gavra Ketila, you're part of a Misa. Right. And the Mishnah says, Elohim HaGolim, this is the cloud when you go to Golis. We know, Ha'orig Nefesh Peshkoga, if you kill somebody by mistake, B'Shegeg, so then the Oynash is, we send you to Golis to your Miklat, and you stay there until the Kohen Gadol dies. This parak will learn about the Lachas of Golis. Now the case is Peshkoga. Now, Ha'yamaga B'Magila, let's say you have the roofs. Rashi says in the Gemara's times, the roofs were flat. That's where they made them. And you know, if it rains on a flat roof, it's not so good. So on top of the roof, they used to put some cement, some tar, and make it slanty that the water would drip off. So they used to have a roller. Or you magad the magila. He was using a roller that used to roll. He was standing on top and push it down, and then push it up. Now when he was doing the action of pushing the roller downwards, the nufla, and then the roller slipped and fell. Olo, v'hogosei, it fell upon somebody and killed him. This is a case that you would be chayav golus. The klal is it has to be derech yurida when you're doing an action of coming down. See, when you're taking this roller and pushing it downwards, if then it slips and kills somebody, you're chayav golus. Or you're mishal shabachovius, you're lowering down a barrel for naflolov and it slips out of your hand and falls upon somebody, vargos and kills the person, you're chayav golus. Or yurid besulam, the person himself is coming down a ladder. And he slips when he's coming down. For not all of and falls upon somebody who are ghosts and you kill the person. Hareza goyla. These are the cases that you do go to ghosts. Yes. What's going to be? Avlam hoya moshech b'magila. you are pushing the roller back up towards you. You are doing an action of pulling it towards yourself. For nafalov, and then by mistake it fell, you're parted from golus. For agosai, or else, for yedola b'chavis, you are lifting up a barrel. You're elevating the barrel. For nifsek achevel, and the strip, rope, snapped. The nafalov, and it fell down, for agosai, killed somebody. Or else, for yedola b'sulam, you were doing an action of going up a ladder. You were